This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a wet trip to a normally dry place, Death Valley, and its spectacular flowers in this season. First, this. You probably think of tasers, those powerful stun guns, as a non-lethal weapon for police, which they are. But the company that makes them also sells them to the general public, and it's trying to sell more of them there. It's recently signed a deal with a gun retailer. Taser International says its products are an effective and safe way for ordinary people to protect themselves. But human rights groups disagree. From Miami, Day to Day's Eric Weiner reports.
This nondescript store called Miami Police Supply sells all kinds of guns, from tiny handguns that look like toys to high-powered rifles that don't. One of the best-selling guns isn't a gun at all. Sure, the taser looks like a gun, but it weighs less, only about 7 ounces, and fires 2 electric probes, no bullets. Owner Javier Alonso says he would love to show me one, but can't.
We actually ran out of stock on them. They're extremely popular nowadays. A lot of civilians are buying them.
The typical taser customer, he says, is someone who wants serious protection, something more potent than a can of pepper spray, but would never consider owning a real gun.
There are a lot of people that feel fear, of owning a handgun, or maybe because they have children at home, or they basically simply don't like handguns.
Tasers aren't cheap, $1,000 for the top-end model, but they're easier to use than a gun, there's no recoil, and in most states you don't need a special permit to carry one, nor is a government background check required. That's because the federal government doesn't consider tasers firearms, since they use compressed gas, not gunpowder. Taser technology has been around for years, but the company that makes them, Taser International, has focused mainly on selling to police forces, not consumers. At least until now.
The Taser X26C brings the power of police-proven EMD technology to protect you and your family.
The consumer model has a slightly shorter range than the police version, 15 feet instead of 25, and is slightly less powerful, but the principle is the same. A powerful jolt of electricity short-circuits communication between brain and muscle.
It's a state of being I can't even really begin to properly explain unless you've been through it.
Craig Rimlinger is a reporter for the Journal Gazette newspaper in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Last year, he allowed local police to stun him with a taser. It was, he says, an experience he will never forget.
A huge pain comes over your entire body and you're unable to move. You want to move, you can't. You're kind of engulfed in a state of motionlessness.
The entire experience lasted only 3 seconds.
The longest 3 seconds of my life. It felt like an eternity.
When it was over, says Rimlinger, he felt fine and suffered no lingering effects. That, the company says, is the beauty of the taser. It completely immobilizes people without hurting them. Human rights groups aren't so sure.
Amnesty is petrified by the potential of widespread sale of these weapons to consumers.
That's William Schultz, executive director of Amnesty International USA. The group found that in the past 4 years, more than 70 people have died after being tasered by police. While it's not clear what role, if any, the taser played in those deaths, Schultz says independent research is needed before police, let alone consumers, should be allowed to use tasers.
These kinds of concerns would only be exacerbated if the population at large, which presumably is under less restraint than the police are, certainly receive less training than the police presumably do, were to have access to these weapons at the mere click of an internet button.
Police are also worried. A spokesman for the Fraternal Order of Police says he has serious reservations about the sale of tasers to consumers. And the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, is investigating whether the company made false safety claims about its products. 7 states have banned the sale of tasers to consumers. Company spokesman Steve Tuttle says that tasers are indeed safe. He points out that no medical examiner has ever found the taser to be the primary cause of death.
We do have independent and comprehensive reports, despite what Amnesty International continues to say, and even from our own Department of Defense. And if people look at that and they give us a little bit more time, I think they'll see that we're riding out a storm right now. And quite frankly, that storm will actually be beneficial to us because we'll move on and we'll then have really put a safety marker on this product.
Besides, says Tuttle, consumers can legally buy anything worn on a policeman's belt, from handcuffs to pepper spray to firearms. So why not tasers? Eric Weiner, NPR News, Miami.